Welcome Policy Fellow at the South African Institute of Race Relations, Sarah Gon.
Hello, Sarah Gon.
Hi.
Okay.
Yes, so after an intro like that, mind you. Yeah.
Conversations with it. All right. So, Sarah, we're talking about expropriation without compensation. You spent some time with some farmers.
Yeah. It was really interesting. I went to KwaZulu-Natal, sort of the Midlands area, just above that, and I was with my boss, who's been there a number of times before, and basically we were doing a report back to two groups of farmers and auctioneers who have actually been exposed to the expropriation issue for probably a little bit longer than most people, in the sense that when the issue first came up at the end of the ANCI conference in 2017, the only thing which was clear was that it was land, farming land, that was in the sights of the government. And so certain people within that particular community wanted to know more, and they wanted to know what was going to happen and how things are working. And a lot of people see us to some extent as doomsayers. But apparently what's really been happening is the last couple of years, every time my colleague's gone down to talk to them, the group of people who are interested has grown. They understand expropriation without compensation. They are successful farmers, and the area looks gorgeous at the moment. But farming is a challenge in KZN for a whole lot of other reasons. And we were talking to them about the updates of where things are and where the law is, the hearings that are coming up, the a range of possible court cases that are being undertaken. And the questions they asked were really insightful, and they provoked a great deal of discussion. And what struck me is that these farmers, who are in themselves no mean businessmen, are way ahead of the curve that is suddenly starting to become apparent to the banks and the insurance industry and the others, because what has happened in the 2 years since is the farmers are now no longer alone, because the intention to expropriate property, it's clearly now property across the board. So in other words, the property could be a suburban house, the property could be a block of flats, the property could be your pension fund. In other words, property is now expanded. And because they were the first apparent targets, the farmers, well, not all of them, but this group of farmers are definitely, they are much more ready to deal with it, and they do not have blinkers on. They know what's coming. They want to be prepared, and a lot of them give us support, which is obviously it's wonderful for us. But it's the urban sophisticates have to catch up with these guys. So the farmers can tell them a hell of a lot of what they've been through. So I just thought it was quite interesting, because it sort of does away with the stereotype of the sort of country bumpkin following, you know, what the city slickers have already got to grips with. And in this case, it's the other way around. We are all going to be affected by expropriation without compensation in ways we haven't even thought of, and the farmers are generally better prepared for it than we are.
Sure. That's such an interesting insight, Sarah. I'm very happy that you're sharing that with us. Thank you so much. Are you
my
looking
pleasure.
Forward to the budget speech?
Sona.
Sona.
There's Sona. I'll tell you how much I'm looking forward to it.
Drinking games.
We've deputed two of our colleagues to watch it. And if there's anything interesting, they'll let us know.
Wow.
The company WhatsApp.
Wow.
Actually, we thought maybe we should do a draft Sona speech and send it out 15 minutes ahead of time and see how much we agree. As you can assume, we're not hopeful.
Listen, at least with Zuma, there were all those drinking games. Do you know what I mean? Every time he took his middle finger and he touched his glasses, you'd have to down something. Yeah.
Absolutely. And the other thing, of course, was the moments of sheer entertainment when he had to grapple with a large number. I mean, it was riveting stuff. Nothing riveting about our president now.
Yeah. Sarah Gon, that is where we leave it. I have no doubt that we will catch that everything on Tuesday is going to be about Sona. Looking very forward to it. I must say that